Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from inside Digital Ignition. Mike Salmon alongside Mr. Alpharetta, John Ray. Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. You're award-winning John Ray today, right?
You graced me with an award.
I did. I made myself feel better by getting you a $2 plaque for all the great work you do here at North Fulton Business Radio and also commemorating 100 episodes of this show.
Boy, we have been working, haven't we?
We have. We've talked to a lot of folks.
We've had a lot of fun.
We have.
With great people.
Yes. Well, it's most important that we have fun, though. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
We make business fun.
Exactly. And we've got a couple of people in the studio today. Hopefully, they'll have some fun while they're with us. Frank O'Brien is with us. He's with Iberia Bank. And Ron Freeman from IT Simple. So we'll hear all about their stories and what they do for a living. So we'll start with Frank. And Frank, welcome to our warmer than usual studio today. The air conditioning is out, but we're going to soldier through. So welcome to Business Radio X.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. It's definitely summer in Georgia, and congratulations to you gentlemen on the success you've had here. It's great what you do for the business community and the community in general. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for dressing up, coat and tie, looking good, although you may take the coat off before the show is over.
Yeah, possibly. You know, it's standard issue for a banker.
Yep. But you look the part. You dress the part. Iberia Bank. Tell us all about your company.
Yeah, Iberia Bank, a great institution. So we just opened a new office in the North Fulton community of Roswell off of Mansell Road next to the Porsche dealership. So we launched that last month. So very excited to expand our reach into the North Fulton communities. Been in Atlanta for back to the Georgia Commerce days and some successors, well over 10 years. So great to continue this great legacy in the North Fulton community. I live in the Alpharetta community as well. So nice short commute, great people, great eats. Just can't be more excited for the opportunity.
You guys consider yourself a community bank. Talk about Iberia. It's a very competitive business out there. What makes you guys a little bit different from maybe some of the other banks?
Yeah, great question. We are a regional bank. We operate very much on a community level, we're what you consider market-centric, meaning that although we operate in a couple different markets throughout the Southeast and New York, we're allowed to operate the Georgia market based off of our leadership. That's what separates us from our peers, is that we have a better understanding of our market in general, because mm-hmm. our leadership and a lot of our commercial bankers and even our retail bankers have been in this market for some 30-plus years. We have residential retail managers that have been doing consumer lending longer than they haven't. So a lot of history. I think our people separate us from our competition. There's 400-something plus banks in Georgia, right? You probably drove by 8 to come here. So I think our expertise, again, back to that legacy of long-standing bankers in this community, understanding how our community operates as opposed to on a national level where a lot of our competitors kind of centralize a lot of their activities. I think another one of our strengths is our underwriting department. I just haven't seen a department that's this that the response is this quick, and the understanding of what we're trying to accomplish in the open dialogue that they're always willing to have, just goes miles and miles for us and our clients to making sure that we get a customized solution for them. So I think that's probably our biggest differentiator. Mm-hmm. I think our people is really what separates us from every bank that you pass on the way here.
I failed to mention, Frank, your title is a client advocate officer. I've never heard that title before. Talk about what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, most definitely. So banking's changed tremendously, right? You think of client advocate officer, what that might entitle. Leadership in the branch, helping clients, whether it's resolve a problem or create a solution. So a lot of different hats. Really think about the branch manager's role expanding now into different avenues, business banking, again, leadership and client servicing. So kind of tie all those together. I think client advocate officer is probably the best title you can give to the jack of all trades. So,
you know, Frank, I heard you talk about customized solutions. That's not a term that we normally hear from a big bank. So talk about how that offering those solutions, and maybe you can give an example or two about what you're referring to for business owners.
Yeah, most definitely. It's pretty intriguing. Our product SKUs ranges it from everything from credit builders to partner buyouts and everything in between, right? So there's really endless amount of opportunity to solve your issue. But what it really boils down to is, again, that open line of communication with our processors and our underwriters. I think back to last week, an opportunity came about where a client, relatively new startup, still in its first year, growing significantly, needed access to capital to fund that growth. We came up with a creative strategy where we did half of it secured and the other half unsecured. I think back to my previous years in banking, that topic wouldn't even pop into my mind, but we constructed it carefully with the client in mind and got buy-in from the client, brought it to underwriting, little pushback, but with some open dialogue, we got the approval. So we're going to give this business owner access to capital to help continue to grow their business. And like I said, it's semi-secured, so it's really not in the realm of standard cookie-cutter products.
Yeah, and Frank, you're touching on something that, you know, I think is important for business owners to understand about banks, right? I mean, you've got to be, for a lot of businesses need a bank that's big enough to offer a lot of different services, but maybe one that's not so big they can't get local decision-making made, right? Did I pitch one right over the plate for you?
Right over the plate.
Okay,
thought so. Yeah, and that's the fantastic part. We're a very flat hierarchy, so all of our access to capital, all of our decisions are made here in the Atlanta market. And so we've got, again, great open dialogue with our leadership. And if it makes sense for both the client and ourselves, our leadership will buy in and ensure that we're delivering on our commitment to the community. Again, just back to the flat hierarchy, it gives me an opportunity to test the waters, understand where our risk tolerance is. It allows me to go out into the field with the confidence to help business owners understand the environment we're in currently and how we can assist. When it comes to, again, that centric model, I think we get it better than a lot of our peers who kind of operate on a national level. So, very important to have local decision-making when it comes to these processes.
And I think when it comes to economic impact, I don't know if the general public realizes what you guys mean, community banks in general, all of you together. People think of the big banks, but you guys really do impact the economic community where you guys serve.
Yeah, most definitely. I've heard a statistic recently that said 60%+ of business loans in America are made by 10% of the institutions, and those are community banks. And so when you think about the scale at which a smaller segment of the competitive market share facilitates this access to capital, it's really remarkable. And again, it comes down to the local decision making, where we have our eye on the ball and we can understand the risk tolerance where some of our peers may be experiencing something totally different on the West Coast. It's quite a breath of fresh air in an industry that's really been centralized in the past years.
We're talking with Frank O'Brien. He is the client advocate officer for Iberia Bank. This is North Fulton Business Radio. I want to talk about you now, Mr. Frank O'Brien. In your background, according to the notes here, you've got an interesting background, including Augusta National. Talk about your background, how you got to where you are today, and how Augusta National figures into this.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you, Mike. So maybe a little exaggerating. But grew up in Augusta, Georgia. Went to high school and college there. So being from Augusta, you naturally would work for the National or be associated somehow in that week of the tournament. So, yeah, during high school, I went to high school right across the street from the course, and so they would hire us for 40 hours and 3 days to don a yellow jumpsuit and help keep the course in tip-top shape. So, yeah, I think of myself as a previous member, grounds crew member, but I tend to omit that a little bit when I mention my membership. But it taught me a lot about how to treat people. That week, you really just see the white glove service come out. You really see just the true customer service, and what I mean by true customer service is understanding the needs of those that you're serving and delivering consistently. So those experiences year after year, either working for the National or with subsidiaries that supported it, really kind of showed me what the top echelon of client service really meant.
Now, Frank, you've got a little weekend gig going on Saturdays, right? Talk about that.
Yes. So Alpharetta Farmers Market is a fantastic event. No doubt that a lot of the listeners here have attended it. So this year, me and my wife, we live a few miles from downtown, and so we used to visit the farmers market frequently, and we're always impressed and had such a good time that we thought, what could we contribute to the community and be a part of this this fantastic venue? And so we made kombucha at home for the last few years for the health benefits. And so as most people know, it's grown in popularity.
Wait,
and
say that again?
Kombucha.
Okay.
So it's a fermented tea. It's a health drink.
Okay, because you gloss by that like I would know what that is. Okay.
So pretty popular. Comes in a variety of
I'm not hanging with the right folks, apparently, John.
You're obviously not drinking healthy, man.
I'm telling you, it's great for gut health, and I'm telling you, it's for myself, it really improved my day-to-day performance. But, yeah, so we raised, so far, year-to-date, we're just shy of raising $500 for the Atlanta Humane Society off of glasses of kombucha. So it's just been a phenomenal event. So please come out there, support the event, 90-plus vendors, fantastic food, fantastic crafts. And, of course, what day would be complete without a bottle of kombucha, right?
Absolutely. And we have to know, who's in charge on Saturdays, your bride or you?
Oh, come on. You know the answer to that, John.
Okay. We had to give her a shout-out, right?
Yep, Katie Silva, my lovely wife. I think she's listening now. She's really made that booth above and beyond, so thank you.
That's great. Come on out Saturdays, please, at the Alpharetta Farmers Market and drink some kombucha, Mike.
Yes. I'll check it out.
And support the Humane Society.
Yeah,
great cause.
Most definitely.
Good stuff. You're a good man, Frank, as is your bride.
Thank you.
For those that would like to find out more about Iberia Bank, looking to maybe moving their accounts to your bank, where can they get the information?
We'd love to have that conversation. I can always be reached at 404-587-4909. You can find me on LinkedIn, Frank O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N. I'm a good friend of the show here, so please find me out there and send me a message. I'd love to have a cup of coffee or at least hear your pain points to see if there's an opportunity for us to help.
Great stuff. Well, continued success, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Frank O'Brien with Iberia Bank here on North Fulton Business Radio. I want to remind you, we're broadcasting from inside Digital Ignition. This is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, Business Radio X, a break room with all the coffee you can drink, and John Ray is here. What more could you want?
In order of the best things, right?
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
That was in reverse order. I should have put John at the top of the list.
You should have put coffee at the top.
Okay, then you're second.
Thank you.
All right. If you want great co-working as well as space which will impress your investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
Maybe we can get Frank to bring some kombucha.
Well, yes. We'll have you back next week, Frank. What are you doing next Tuesday?
I'm here with bottles of kombucha.
There you go.
There you go. All right, yeah, no pressure. Not like we had to twist your arm there.
Yeah.
Our next guest is Ron Freeman. He is the founder of IT Simple. I have a feeling you're in the technology business. Would I be correct, Ron?
Absolutely, Mike. I'll take the techie role.
You're a techie guy. Would you call yourself a geek?
Tech savvy.
Very nice. I like that. We've got very original titles today.
We do.
Tell us all about IT Simple and what your company does. And how long have you been around, by the way?
Beautiful. So I'm here in Alfred about 5 years, and that actually connects directly to my personal story. I might say that I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started IT Simple with the vision of simplifying people's everyday life. We're known mostly for as the creators of It's My Town City app about 5 years ago. I moved with my family here to Alpharetta, the technology city of the South. And, you know, you move your family over, you need to start a life. You need to, you know, find education, find activities, find, you know, places of interest for you, for your family. Basically, you're settling down. A lot of people in the United States are, you know, moving across the nation. If you move here from, I don't know, state of Texas as an example for you, pharmacy will be Winn-Dixie. This is Georgia. We use different retailers for that. So basically, I just felt like, to me, moving to a new place to find my medical providers, transportation, all these beautiful things that the city has to offer, parks, activities, just took me too long. Too much time. And that was basically the foundation of me saying, hey, I got to do something with that. And this is how I started IT Simple.
Great. Wow. So you came up with an idea. What were you doing previously?
So most of my life, I'm 19 years in IT, about 13 years.
So you had the background already.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just think that I envisioned that IT can be simple.
Yes.
There you go. IT Simple.
So you came up with the name IT Simple. Who are the folks that you're trying to reach? Who's using your technology?
Beautiful. So basically what we do, and this is we are connecting city and community. That's what we do. Basically the core essence of creating It's My Town City app was the fact that most people really live in a 5 to 10 miles radius around their communities unless they need to commute for work. Nowadays, obviously, all of us want to know about, you know, in our communities, the local events, the official news, the local news, everything that that's going on around us within these communities. And basically, that was one of the core decisions of me, you know, directing and actually coming up with It's My Town. So that's from the community side. We also serving cities, cities and elected officials. Nowadays, they really want a quick and transparent control way to communicate with their communities, especially nowadays when most Americans, about 76% of Americans, go to their mobile devices for internet first. That's a trend we cannot change.
What's that percentage now?
76%, okay. And that number just about to increase to about 81 by 2022. And this is exactly where we fit in.
Now, Ron, you've got an app for folks that are in Alpharetta, right? So why don't you give a shout-out on that app, first of all, and then I've got a follow-up for you. Tell us about that app, where people can go get it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So I guess the natural place is www.itsmytown.us or just on the app stores, Apple Store or Google Play. The app is available for iOS and Android devices, obviously, for absolutely free.
Cool. So free is a good word. So what are folks going to find when they download that app?
Basically, it's all things Alpharetta. If we're talking about the Alpharetta City app, so it's a platform. Basically, we can scale, we can aggregate, we can actually nowadays onboard more cities pretty quick. It's a content management system. But for the users, for us, for the people that really leverage the app, it starts with all the activities sorted by dates for them, integrated with their calendar. Now, if you want to go, you can invite your friends, put your own reminders. You don't need to copy, paste anymore. You know, back at the times you want to search for something, you Google it. Many times you get outdated results. You know, one result have a number, a phone number. The other one doesn't have one. The app really resolved all this. So all the events local news, official news from the city too. The city even push notifications straight to your phone. Let's say there's a race going in town and they're blocking some of the streets. Now you have way, avoid the traffic. In many cases, as we know, our navigation apps takes us directly to the eye of the storm. So basically, this is all things are Freda, the parks, dog parks. And soon enough, we are hoping to launch also a 311 reporting mechanism based on location. So it's really pretty. It's easy as just take a picture, use your camera, take a picture, post to your location and submit to the city.
So a lot of resources there for individuals, particularly to get information. So talk a little bit about the business model. I mean, as if I'm a local business out there, am I able to advertise on this? Because this sounds compelling.
It is. So this is the only point in this interview that I'll use some technical terms, but I'll explain. So we are a cloud-based SaaS, which is software as a service.
You didn't lose me on cloud-based. Then there you got go. Your SaaS. So you lost me
software
there.
As a service, CMS, which is content management system for cities. And this is actually a real-time platform. That means that cities trying nowadays to communicate, as said, with their communities. Now they do it in multiple ways. They do it with emails or newsletters or websites. But there are certain things that live on mobile only, like the very most basic things like camera, navigation apps, car service even that we integrate with, many services that are available only on mobile. So for your question, John, so cities, counties, in that perspective, from one end, they're paying for the platform, they're subscribing for the platform. From another end, we do have sponsors from the corn community businesses. For the users, for the people that actually use the app, it's absolutely free, it's absolutely safe. We do not collect any personal information. Nowadays, this is something that's very important for me to mention here. A lot of people are leaning on Facebook, are leaning on Twitter, but, we are all aware of the news. And I know a lot of people are nowadays getting more and more sensitive around this area. So It's My Town doesn't collect any personal information.
All right, so you're the creator of It's My Town, the app. Mm-hmm. You're in Alpharetta, but there are tens and or hundreds of thousands of towns and communities around the country. So where are you available now, and what are your plans moving forward?
So we started here. We're associated with Tech Alpharetta. Basically, I would say that's where, incubated. I'm associated with some of the programs there. We have a lot of people supporting the local technology here. We are very proud in the number of technology company and the technology support, support that we get for technology as tech savvy in this community. Yes, I'm already getting calls from out of state, but from my perspective, we want to be at our best here first. So we are talking to more and more cities. Currently, I really put a lot of emphasis and focus on Alpharetta and our surrounding cities too, because we all live. It doesn't matter if you're Alpharetta, Roswell, Milton, Jones Creek, or so. Basically, that's where we focus.
Yeah, and let's talk about this briefly from the city's point of view, because you really offer in one place, a lot of information for not only citizens that maybe live in that city, but people that are interested in moving there, or visitors. Tourists, maybe even businesses that are interested in relocating, right?
Absolutely. So the use case is not, it's definitely not just for our residents. It's also for our city guests and daily commuters. Let me just give you some use cases as an example. All of us, we have family that comes to town. My parents-in-law, they come visit us for a month every year. And nowadays,
sorry, by the way.
I hear you. Nowadays, nowadays I don't really need to take them anywhere. Basically, they just download the app. They use Uber because they don't drive, so they use Uber. They can find restaurants, shopping places, dining places, activities. That's just one. This is just the parents-in-law. This is just one use case. We have a category there. New to Alpharetta, people, they're just moving here. Alpharetta is really, developing nowadays. A lot of newcomers to our beautiful town. So that will be beautiful, and actually all things Alpharetta in one place.
You know, Mike, I can hear everyone now scrambling to download this app so they don't have to haul their in-laws all around town when they visit, right?
What I'm thinking is right now, Frank's wife loves Business Radio X, and Ron's wife is not so sure. So I was just kidding about the in-laws. I don't want you to go home and you get an earful from your wife. So we were just kidding. You want to give a shout-out to your wife?
Absolutely. Sharon, love of my life. We call it the Sprint. That's not my first startup.
Yeah.
That was also, a revolution point for me when I decided, you know what, I'm really spending so much time about, settling down, looking for things instead of just find what I need immediately and go do it. That's what you want to do. You want to take, best leverage your time and everything. So, yes, many sleepless nights, about 18 years of coding, me and my team. So that's a lot of, that's a lot of sacrifice Sharon needs to put there. And I really appreciate everything she's done for me.
Behind every good man is probably a better woman.
Absolutely.
No question about that. Well, Ron, you hit on something that I think our listeners really need to hear, and that's to get a taste of your story, because your story is really, a lot of it is really what's going on in Alpharetta from a bigger point of view. I mean, you're from Israel. You've got a great family story that really brought you here.
Yes. Thank you. So the story, I guess, would be that Alpharetta was a city of choice for me. I worked for the largest, America's corporates out there, Hewlett Packard, Symantec, Motorola. And just before moving over, I kept getting offers, moving to the Silicon Valley. I guess one of my interviews, they did name me Tech Wizard. I'm trying to keep it humble. Alpharetta was a city of choice for me, mostly because I felt like Alpharetta is really nurturing us, the local community, and I'm, in supportive of interns now and high school kids that you really want to code and see the bigger picture. So the answer is absolutely yes. Alpharetta was a city of choice for me. For all that reason, from one place, the great quality of life that we can get here, the Southern hospitality. I love the people. I love my neighbors. I love my community. And I really built to create.
A tech wizard. Is that what it was called? So you probably got something nicer than that little plaque that I got for John, huh?
It's got to be nicer.
Well, for Ron, for those that would like to find out more about IT Simple, and I know you gave the website earlier, but for those that would like to find out more or get involved or get it on their phone, where can they get more information?
Yep, so it's My Town Alpharetta. Again, it doesn't matter if you're a guest or resident or visitor of Alpharetta, just work here and want to find where you have lunch tomorrow. Basically, www.itsmytown.us or at the app stores, Apple and Google Play. If you are a city official or city staff, surrounding cities, because we are focused on Georgia now, we can definitely help you. So please go to our website, www.itsimple.io. I know a lot of people, confuse it with .com, but, if you actually leave the Silicon Valley or the Bay Area community, all the cool startups are now .ios.
If you're technically savvy, as you are, I'm not going to use the G word anymore, then you're familiar with that. Ron Freeman, the founder of IT Simple, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Also want to thank our other guest, Frank O'Brien with Iberia Bank here on North Fulton Business Radio. A reminder that you can listen to this episode anytime you want. You can download it. You can listen to it 24/7. It's going to be on iTunes. Just go to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton studio, and the name of the show is North Fulton Business Radio. So not only will you see this episode, but the 100 previous episodes that we have had going back about 2.5 years with John and myself.
That's right. That's right. So, but this is the first show we've had a client advocate officer and a tech whiz.
Yes.
So we're continuing to break new ground.
One of a kind.
Yep.
I do have to ask, that beautiful plaque that I gave you that I keep talking about, the framed piece of paper, basically.
Yes.
Where are you going to hang that? Where are you going to proudly display it?
That's a great question.
Wherever your wife lets you, right?
Wherever my wife lets me, and my wife, she rules on what gets hung. But sometimes that's me, not plaques. But I noticed you didn't sign this. See, this is Lee and Stone.
We got
our upstream buddies.
We got the big wigs, right?
That's right. The big. Okay.
Yeah, that's what makes it better.
Okay, yeah. So. Now it's a collector's item, right?
Well, enjoy.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
and thank you for all you've done in the last 2.5 years.
Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to Trey, our producer, for all he does behind the scenes. For John, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.